Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You may have heard about Fusion GPS. This particular organization does opposition research, in quotes, and that particular organization really does this kind of research and propaganda, fake news, if you will, to ultimately undermine people's opponents. And they do it for a fee. So if you pay them, they'll undermine the opposition that you want, or alternatively, if they pay, they'll undermine you. Well, guess what? They're heavily involved with Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Fusion GPS was originally hired, or at least funded, it looks like, through the Washington Beacon, which is heavily funded by Paul Singer. Paul Singer is a Republican, but he has a very pro-LGBT agenda. He has been one of the major backers of same-sex marriage and the LGBT agenda. He ultimately retained GPS to try to do opposition research on some of the other Republican candidates. You remember he was supporting Marco Rubio. He wanted to undermine those other candidates. Then when Trump became the presumptive nominee, he focused on Trump, but he never went to the extent that the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, or the Clinton campaign went to. That research was ultimately bought by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. And then it was put on steroids, if you will, because they hired this former spy, Steele, and they began to try to develop this so-called Trump collusion with Russia. And now we know that this was what is behind this information, this disinformation campaign, directly linked to Clinton and the DNC. But we also know, Matt, that Planned Parenthood has used this organization too, going back in 2015. You remember the Center for Medical Progress and our client Sandra Susan Merritt with the videos? Guess who was hired by Planned Parenthood to try to present fake propaganda against those videos?
And that's their MO. They don't do opposition research. They create propaganda out of whole cloth. And what's ironic is that Hillary Clinton, and when the DNC hired Fusion GPS to try to make up a scandal relative to Trump-Russia collusion, they actually colluded with Russia in order to do so. So the real Russian collusion here is between the Clinton campaign, the DNC. They use that same model, as you point out here, Matt, to spread lies and propaganda on behalf of none other than Planned Parenthood. The same model is applied. And of course, they have to use lies and propaganda because they have to direct attention away from what they're really doing. In this case, slaughtering innocent children and selling their body parts like they're some kind of auto chop shop. It's just absolutely appalling.
And you know, Fusion GPS, Matt, apparently they will do whatever someone hires them to do. And in this particular case, they were going to focus on President Trump and Clinton, and the DNC wanted to undermine President Trump. And so that's what they ultimately created this fake media, this fake news about in terms of collusion with Russia. But it's now clear that in 2015, Planned Parenthood, after reeling from its negative publicity regarding the release of the undercover videos produced by the Center for Medical Progress, David DeLayden and Sandra Susan Merritt, Planned Parenthood executives decided they needed to have some kind of propaganda to push back. So they hired GPS and Fusion GPS, and Fusion GPS falsely reported that the videos had been edited and therefore were fake. Well, you know what? Fusion GPS, to our knowledge, has no qualifications in the field of forensics involving video analysis. Another organization, Coal Fire Systems, Inc., a company that does have credentials in the field of forensics with regards to video analysis, experts in the area of information technology auditing, they found that the voices were not edited. Yeah, they were edited for time,
right?
Because you have more video than you have time to put into this,
but they were not manipulated.
You don't manipulate the voice. There's no information about voices being manipulated.
Yeah.
And so Fusion GPS put out this fake information that falsely declared the videos were fake. They're not fake. They're real. They didn't want to deal with the consequences.
Right. And you just see that, you know, that Planned Parenthood doesn't want to deal with the truth. They want to hide the truth from people. They want to present this different facade of what they're actually doing, which is murdering babies and getting lots of money for it. So they say, well, we'll lie. We'll lie about what's going on. We'll lie about these videos that Sandra Merritt exposed the truth. It's just horrendous.
Yeah, the Fusion GPS video report that was funded by Planned Parenthood said that the videos were lies, misinformation, and propaganda.
Even Sean Hannity said that, you know, that this company is full of lies, misinformation, and propaganda.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty obvious where this information came from. And it's another revelation of this Fusion GPS using just fake news. And, in fact, what they do is they're hired guns.
Right.
If you want to destroy your adversary, you hire them, whatever payment, and they're going to come up with something fake. That's exactly what they did with Donald Trump and the Russian collusion. And now that's what they've done with the Planned Parenthood videos. And you know what? Planned Parenthood made some pushback with that because there was an injunction in California to not allow those videos to be shown. And in part, it was because of this fake Fusion GPS that said that they were fake.
Right.
And Planned Parenthood said, well, these are fake and they're causing harm, so therefore stop them. And that issue is still being litigated.
And, you know, as a journalist, it's so maddening because people are getting this stuff and taking it as the truth, these lies. And we're looking at a picture right now of the president of Planned Parenthood holding hands with Hillary Clinton. And you see all the deception and everything that's gone on with the Clintons and behind the whole campaign. And it's just maddening to see these lies are being prevailed as truth and paying big bucks for it.
Yeah. So what we have here is one of the things we do know is that a prosecutor, a district attorney in California, has actually filed a suit against some of these companies that were purchasing these baby body parts. Stem Express is one of those.
For like 70% profit. It's awful.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They actually created a catalog of body parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can...
On their website.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable to think that you these baby body parts, livers, lungs, bone marrow, whatever it might be, were listed in a catalog, just like you would have auto
parts. Like Home Interior or something, yeah.
Home Interior, auto parts, some kind of parts magazine catalog with prices and information about it. And then they were running specials of the month.
Right.
The hottest selling items. I mean, this is Barbary at its worst. And this company was buying the baby body parts from Planned Parenthood.
And these videos show that they're proud of it. They make jokes about it. Oh, I had a head fall or an eye fall out of my lap or whatever. They laugh and they're so jaded about what they're doing. They're killing human children.
And so now what we have is we're defending Sandra Susan Merritt. She was one of the two undercover investigators. The other one was David DeLaden. He's being represented by other counsel. We represent Sandra. There's two different actions against her. Planned Parenthood has filed suit. No doubt they're going to try to use this Fusion GPS report. But now we know where it came from. We know where this information came from and the lack of credibility of this organization. But we also have to defend against these 15 felony counts that the California Attorney General Becerra filed against her. 14 of those were dismissed, and for some incredible reason, the judge ended up allowing them to be refiled long after the time frame had passed. So that aspect is up on appeal. Stand with us as we continue to stand for the sanctity of human life. You know, these entities, Planned Parenthood and the others, they're going to try to bully people into being silent. They want to silence you because they don't want you to give information or to stand up for the unborn. Well, you know what? Sandra's not going to be bullied and our clients are not going to be bullied. Stand with us with your prayers and especially with your financial support. We represent all of these individuals at no cost. We can only do it with your regular sacrificial giving to Liberty Counsel. You can give at lc.org or learn more about libertycouncil@lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.